Holly here with you. It's time for Kate's Corner. I have a conundrum today. There's so much information that I have that I don't know how to fit this into 10 minutes, but I'm going to do my very best to make this happen. But I am here with special guest Jim Deardorff. He is painter extraordinaire. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to talk about paint. Who knew that this was going to come up on Kate's Corner? So Jim has so many years experience, over 40 years experience painting everything from houses, metal buildings, farm equipment, metal tanks. He's even helped the St. Joseph National Guard paint the F-105 jet airplane that's on display here at the Chillicothe Airport. And we've had a chance to sit down and talk. He's written, you know, so many articles, and he's working on a book called Paint. It is about the evolution of the paint industry over the last 100 years. But we were just talking about how paint really started 4,000 to 6,000 years ago. And so where to go with this? So I guess I'll start with why paint, Jim? What got you into paint?
Well, paint's an investment. I mean, there's two kind of painters. One that looks at paint as an expense. It looks as an investment. Paint protects, is protection and appearance. A lot of people paint just to make their houses look better, and a lot of people paint to protect an asset to get a good return on their investment.
And and that's really important that you're bringing money into this, because we were talking about the return on an investment versus an expense of paint. So most of us, or most people, what is the cheapest paint I can find? What can I find on sale? That's not really the way to go when it comes to paint.
So, people think paint's paint. Well, it's not. Paint contains three parts: the pigments, color part, the resin, the glue part, and then the water or the solvents that evaporate during the cure cycle. And you got to look at the paint, and the higher quality paint has a more resin content, so it goes farther and lasts longer.
So, definitely, and you said the best, best use the name brand paint.
Right.
It's a name brand. And you mentioned the psychology of painting.
People put off paint because it's work. It's hard work. And you really don't see anything. It may look better, but you don't know actually what you're getting. You don't know whether it's going to last 5 years, 10 years, and what's going to happen. So people put off painting, and that's not the right thing. You have a certain time when you can get the best results for a paint job, and usually that's at 2 to 5 years after the application.
So when you're putting together, when you're thinking about a paint job, what are the different steps that are involved in painting?
Well, the most important step, and people don't really do this all the time, is surface prep. You need to make sure that surface is clean. And, power washing is good. A lot of times what we do when we paint metal buildings, we'll scrub them down first and then power wash them off. We use a solution of 1 cup of bleach, Tide detergent, and 1 cup of TSP to a 5-gallon bucket of water, and we'll scrub it, and then we'll rinse it down with cold water, clean cold water.
What is TSP for those who don't know?
Trisodium phosphate.
Okay, because I didn't know.
You can get it at any hardware store or something like that. But the one thing is, what I do is put a piece of tape, Scotch tape, on the painted surface, and then let it set for an hour, and then pull it off and see how much paint comes off with it. And a whole bunch of paint comes off with it. You need to take time and do a really good job cleaning that surface before you put a new coat of paint, because that's the foundation for your paint job.
And it's not necessarily just the paint job that was done previously to yours. It's the entire history of what's kind of overlapped and what's sitting.
Right.
You don't know what's underneath all of these years.
That's why I do the paint, the tape, mm-hmm. The tape on. And if you got bad paint, it'll come off.
That's great.
It'll peel off.
That's great information for this, especially for you. You know, do-it-yourselfers out there. That's a great tip. It's really a great tip. What is the cost to paint? So we talked. People might be. What is the cost to paint an exterior of a house? What is an average cost to paint interior? What's normal? What should they look for?
Well, it depends on how much you do. If you do just the sidewalls, the flat surface, $1 a square foot. But then you got trim. You got your door, window trim, and that's usually labor intensive because you have to do it by hand. And most people spray the flat surfaces, and then they brush out the trim. So usually the trim is more expensive. So I'd say $1, $2 a square foot over average size house.
And that's for interior or exterior?
Interior is a lot cheaper. I mean, okay. You know, you can roll that. I mean, people can do that themselves. But on exteriors, a lot of times I recommend using a contractor with a good reputation.
And one of the things we were talking about before the break is that, you know, this isn't something you just wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm on vacation. Let's paint the house.
Right.
You know, there's a plan. You need to set, you know, forth the plan. And what should that plan be? How should you go about planning it?
You need to start with surface prep. You need to search and figure, I mean, when you power wash off a house, it's going to take a little while to dry, you know. So you really need to wait for that surface to be dry. Then that might take a week. It depends on the humidity and the weather. You know, it may take a week to do that. So if you power wash and then try to paint, you know, in that, you know, 2 week time frame for a vacation, you're not going to have time. So it's really better to do part of a job and do it right than try to do a total job and do it wrong. Because you're going to pay for it later on.
Absolutely. So, you know, rushing and doing things, you know, cheaply up front is not necessarily going to pay off.
One thing I want to make, if people try to talk you into not power washing, mm-hmm. Don't listen to them. Because that is the most important part of a job, is getting that surface clean before you paint.
Yeah, and that all has to do with the adhesion to the surface. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Anomalies in the structure and caulking. So,
right.
How important is caulking, and how
should
that be handled?
Basically, when you paint, put your primer coat on first. And I'm a big fan of two coats, primer and finish. They say these new paints is one coat paint. Well, paint performance is based on thickness, how thick that paint is, and an average coat of paint is like 4/1000ths of an inch thick. And for houses, you recommend 4/1000ths of an inch for primer and 4/1000ths of an inch for the top coat. But most people, when they'll brush out a paint job, they may only get like 1 or 2 mils on, because you can still see the surface through the paint. I looked at the house up here on Elm Street, and they come in and just painted it, and you can still see the bare wood through the paint. After it cured, you can still see the bare wood.
Now, two of the things that I want to ask you about is a base coat. When you use a base coat, is that a different type of paint, or is that just the same color or same paint, just a multiple coat?
No, your primer coat or your base coat is designed to adhere to a surface. Okay, your top coat is designed to prevent weathering, like prevent sunlight damage, weathering, freeze-thaw damage, stuff like that. No, your primer has a separate set of properties, and your finish coat has another set of properties.
So by putting that primer on, what you're necessarily doing is making it a new canvas, a clean canvas,
right,
to paint over.
And then you're trapping whatever contaminants is on the bare surface, and it mixes it up. So, it just bonds better. And your adhesion, your top coat's really not designed to adhere to a surface. It's designed to adhere to the primer.
No, one of the things you mentioned is how how the primer kind of isolates the one surface from the new paint. What about in cases of like mold? If someone has mold,
a lot of products to kill mold. We used to use bleach. You know, mm-hmm. bleach, just scrub a bleach and then rinse it off with water, but that doesn't last. There's some specialty products. Get on the internet and look up, mold removal or something like that, and there's a lot of good products. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago I did remove some mold from a big building, and it worked fine.
So you can't just paint over the mold. It's gonna come through. It's not gonna get rid of it. Just because you can't see it for a little while doesn't mean it's gone.
No.
You know, so you definitely want to take those steps. So spray, brush, roll.
Spray's faster, and it actually sprays better because it puts a better, thicker coat of paint on. Brushing is all right, but sometimes people make the mistake of not putting enough paint on with a brush. You know, like I say, you go back to 4 mils per coat. Well, a lot of times brushing will only put a one thousandth of an inch of paint on the surface, and that's not enough. So what I use is I get a sprayer and spray it on and brush it out, especially for your primer coat.
Okay, and finally, with the process. How do you maintain this? Once the paint is done, once you're finished with the project, it's dried, it's on the building, what's proper maintenance?
Well, you know, look at the surface. Like I say, take the Scotch tape test, and if you're on a busy highway or busy road or something like that, you know, power wash it off, but don't use a lot of pressure. Maybe use like 200, 300 pounds of pressure. And a lot of these power washers have a chemical injector. You know, put a little bleach in with it or something like that and bleach it.
Excellent, excellent. So now we only have like a minute or two left, but I want to touch on the book. You're writing a book called Paint. And how long is it you've been in the process of writing this?
Well, I've been working on it for 20 years.
This is a living document.
Right. But I wrote it for consumers because there's not really anything out there that tells people, you know, how to paint. Mm-hmm. And basically, I put all my little tricks of the trade that I've developed over the last 40 years in this book. And then I hint on the future of the paint, you know, of the paint industry. You know, people don't realize, but bad paint costs the United States economy over $1 trillion a year.
What?
Yeah. And they estimate that 25% of that cost expense could be eliminated with better painting practices. And what I do in my book is explain how I have improved painting practices to make paint jobs last longer.
You know, this just popped into my head. Disposal of paint. When people are done with paint, what's
the proper way? Try to use it all up. Like if I have a little dab of paint left, I'll go ahead and put it on, you know, rather than have some left. But there is services out there that you can call that will pick up old paint. And if your paint has been left for like 4 or 5 years, might as well get rid of it because it's not any good. A lot of people will try to use old paint, and it just doesn't work.
So what's really the optimal time? I know you said 4 or 5 years. What really should be the drop-dead
date? Well, if you keep it
in
your basement or keep it warm, you know. You know, 5 years, you know.
Okay.
You
know. Well, is there something you can look for that you'll know by looking?
Take a stir stick and try to stir it. If it stirs up, you know. And like what I do, like every month, I open all my cans of paint and stir them up, you know. And then you can take some linseed oil and just pour on the top of your paint, and that'll hermetically seal the paint so it doesn't dry out.
So interesting. Interesting. There's so much. We can go on. There's so much to learn about paint. When do you plan on having your book out?
Oh, I've rewritten it about 1,000 times over the years, but I'm hoping to have it out this year.
That'll be great. We certainly look forward to hearing about it, and I would love to read it. I think it's fascinating, the things that you do, and I thank you for joining us today and for sharing all of this knowledge and information, telling us about the book. And it would be wonderful to do a whole segment just on the history of paint.
Thank you having me.
You are so welcome. Jim Deardorff, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, we have some Blessed Union of Souls. I Want to Be There on KCHI.